Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. So it was Valentine's Day yesterday. On Friday last week, my daughter said she bought some flowers online to be delivered yesterday for Valentine's. And she sent a screenshot to her husband saying she'd bought them from their joint bank account. Who said the art of love is dead? Of course, many Valentine cards will have been sent, flowers bought, and declarations of love vowed. I read 25 million cards are bought in the UK in the recent years. But you know, apparently, being in love triggers many chemicals within us, particularly in the early stages, resulting in us feeling happy, more peaceful, hopeful in our lives, and with reduced stress in our lives. So being in love, feeling loved, is a very positive thing. And of course, this love is not just from our romantic relationships. Loving and being loved is transforming, be it for a person, a pet, a sport, a book that we like to sit down and snuggle up with on a rainy day, a cuddly toy. Being with a loved one, thinking of the loved one, brings us peace. Promise of a good time when we are with the loved one. Great feelings of comfort and hope, knowing and feeling loved, is amazing. In our gospel reading today, we have this wonderful account of the Transfiguration, the title in my Bible of this event. Jesus takes three of his disciples up the mountain with him, and he is transfigured before them. It says his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became bright as light. And Jesus meets and speaks with Moses and Elijah, and the disciples watch this. They must have been amazed at this sight, and Peter, always wanting to do things, asked if he should put up tents, some temporary resting place for them. And a bright cloud comes over them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." And it says the disciples were overcome with fear. What a sight, what a series of events for them to witness. Jesus is transfigured, which means his outward appearance was changed. The disciples saw him, the man who had been walking with them on earth in a new light, literally. He shone, his face shone like the sun, his clothes bright as light. They saw Jesus in his full heavenly glory, the divine being of Jesus, showing through and out his human body. And the timing of this being before Jesus went on to the Passion, as we call it, on to the events of the cross and Holy Week. This revelation before their eyes would have given them encouragement in many ways, hope in what they could understand of what Jesus could do, would do for them. Hope that is true, that God loves us all that he has made here on earth, and that he had come down amongst us and has the power to make many changes, the power to save us all, to transform our lives, each and every one of us, because of his great love for us. And we note that the disciples actually found this scary. They cowered away, closed their eyes as they couldn't bear to hear the voice of God even, or to see what was happening. And what does Jesus do? Does he shout at them to not be silly, to stand up and of course accept all that is happening without any worries or concerns? No, he lived as a human being. He understood us. God understands us. He, Jesus, understood. And it says, Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they raised their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. I just love that bit. It touches me possibly more than any other piece in the Bible. Jesus understands. He comes and touches them. He comes to them. He touches them and says, "Get up, do not be afraid." In the Message translation of this section, it says, Jesus came over and touched them, saying, "Don't be afraid." When they opened their eyes and looked around, all they saw was Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Jesus was transfigured as he spoke with Moses and Elijah, and then God was heard to say, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Love is transforming. But for some, looking on, it can be scary to see the change in someone who is in love. And to be honest, when we speak to someone of how it feels to know God's love, well, it can be overwhelming too. I have been to some Christian gatherings where I have been overwhelmed by what I see and hear. But Jesus understands. He knows the way of humans and will understand if we feel uncomfortable or even scared. And he will draw near to us and help us if we will open our eyes to him. If we look around for him, he will be there. And his love means he will stay with us and help us when we need help. You have those little hearts. I've left mine in the basket now. You have those little hearts. They're a familiar Valentine symbol of love. And it says on them, "You are loved." It's true. Maybe you have earthly folk who love you, or pets, or social groups where you are loved. That's wonderful. And of course, you are loved by God. God loves you, each one of us. On the back of the heart, there is a verse reference, John 3:16. And that is a reference to the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16. And that is, "For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." For God so loved the world. When we understand and feel the love of God, we may not glow brightly as Jesus did, but we might a bit. You know, we might have an aura of light about us. And we can feel that glow, that hope, that peace that any love gives us. In our hearts, in our life, it will strengthen us, encourage us, it will develop and grow. You know, going back to my daughter and her buying the flowers, etc., what is great is that she felt totally, totally comfortable with that. And he was too, her husband. Their love leads them to an understanding that they both can initiate signs of love, the giving of tokens. For them, it's a two-way thing. They did also go out for lunch, and he paid for that from the joint bank account too. Maybe it is just modern love, but it is love. You know, we're going into Lent soon. It will be a time when we draw close to God. We consider all that he has done for us in Jesus, all that Jesus did. And we can consider what we can do to show our love. So keep that little heart close during this time. You know, leave it around so that you will see it daily. And remember how loved you are. And if you find it hard to think of God's love for you, I sat and cut out 60 of those last night. I love you. You know, I want you to know God's love for you. Let this love transform each of us. Let our lives as individuals and as our churches be transformed. We may not glow, we're not divine after all, but we can reflect God's love in our words, our deeds, our actions. Reflecting God's love for each and every one of us. Amen. Thank you.